Fania.
What are you doing? You had a whole legion of Hulkamaniacs. You were an icon. And then you took a shit on your legacy. So, for those of you who have no clue what I'm talking about, Hulk Hogan went on a supposed racist rant. And when I say supposed, I mean he definitely went on a racist rant that was leaked by the National Enquirer. That story leaked shortly after it was noticed that the WWE dropped any mention of Hulk Hogan from their website. He is not even listed as a member of their Hall of Fame right now. They completely dropped him, eliminated all of his merchandise. Huge blow to the Hulkster. Now, I read a transcript of what he said, and I have to say, God damn, Hulk, that is pretty fucking brutal. It kind of went beyond just saying the N-word. He said the N-word in a way that was definitely derogatory. I'm not sure if there are really many other ways to say the N-word, at least as a white man, but yeah, definitely was derogatory. I think the WWE made an excellent move in dropping Hulk Hogan. They took swift action, and unfortunately for Hulk Hogan, I think that was the appropriate action, especially in this day and age when everything you say and do is under a microscope, and how your company reacts is under a microscope. I mean, look at the NFL and how they have handled countless controversies, the Ray Rice one in particular, and how they fell under the microscope about how they handled the situation, or you ask many people how they mishandled the situation. So the WWE completely avoiding any negative press for the company specifically, and just cutting all ties. I think that was a smart move. Now, I read something today that audio is actually taken from an excerpt from his sex tape, and it's rumored that Gawker leaked the audio to the National Enquirer as sort of payback, because Hulk Hogan currently has a lawsuit against Gawker in regards to that sex tape. And supposedly, from the article that I read online this morning, there's a lot more to his audio, and it gets worse. And supposedly, the WWE has heard the full audio, and they know exactly how bad it is, and hence the swift, quick, appropriate action on their end. This whole situation is just a mess. It's unfortunate. A lot of people have actually come in his defense. Dennis Rodman, George Foreman, Mick Foley, a lot of people tweeting out support. I'm not saying he is a bad person. I'm not saying that he is a practicing racist, but I know when I get angry, I may say fucking shit all day, but I'm not dropping racial slurs. And I could be belligerently drunk and pissed out of my mind, and saying derogatory terms is not part of my vocabulary still. So, I mean, no matter how low of a point it is in your life, no matter if you're under the influence, no matter if you are angry and bitter, I just do not understand how one could use that type of language, especially when you're a celebrity and you know that you're not going to get away with it. I mean, I guess this audio was 8 years ago, so he got away with it for 8 years, but it caught up to him. And for those people who have been defending, well, it was 8 years ago. Who cares? It's coming out now, and it's horrible what he said. And today, my cousin Mike, who you might know as the assistant co-host, guest host of at WrestleFania Pod. You can find him on Twitter at WrestleWatcher. He sent the link, I think it was from the Washington Post, and basically the Hulkster is just digging himself a fucking hole. He's making everything worse for himself. He said something along the lines of, why is it okay for Barack Obama to say the N-word, but not me? Are you a dumbass, Hulk? Why are you such a dumbass? You're digging yourself a hole. Now is the perfect time to not even say that you are sorry or apologize, in my opinion. Just shut your mouth and sit back and let this slowly fade away. If you want to apologize, fine. Say, I am sorry, and then shut your mouth, and then let this slowly fade away as you sit in the background. But the more you talk, the stupider you sound. And stupider is not even a word, but I still sound smarter than your ass. So yeah, Hulk Hogan messed up big time. The WWE took appropriate action. And I'm not sure what the future holds for Hulk Hogan. I do not think his career is over. I do not think his legacy is forever tarnished. People these days seem to be very forgiving. And I think one day he will have the opportunity to come back and make amends. I'm not sure if that will be with the WWE, but I do think he will have that opportunity somewhere, someday. So, follow me on Twitter, at Russell Brand, and I will catch up with all of you very soon. Peace.
Everybody, it's the actual, real, true, number one host of WrestleFania. This is Mike at WrestleWatcher on Twitter. And, you know, with all the news of Hulk Hogan recently, I asked Brandon, the assistant co-host of the show, to send over a couple minutes of audio, just a few thoughts on Hulk Hogan. And he ends up sending over, you know, 45 minutes of audio that I had to whittle down to that 6.5 minutes. Taking out all the ums. All I did was take out ums, and we gained about 35 minutes of our lives back. But in actuality, he pretty much covered just about everything I wanted to say. So I should just end everything now. But I just, a few things, I just wanted to reiterate that, you know, the WWE did exactly what they should have done. Just distance yourself, because it doesn't make sense to have this guy out there as a mouthpiece for your company, going around, you know, being a, I don't know, a liaison, for the lack of a better term, a legend, you know, like when he went to Japan to sign Kenta Hideo Itami. He was perfect for that kind of stuff, and it's just not something that he could do anymore. Having him every week on Tough Enough, not something you could do anymore. It's just, whether, you know, the reports came out, was he fired? What did he resign? You know, Hogan side saying he resigned, WWE side saying they let him go. Whatever it was the right decision. And you know, you Hogan talks about this being 8 years ago. Yeah, and I my thinking is well, you know, Hulk, it sucks what happened to you. As far as some guy that you thought of as a friend, first of all, asks you to sleep with his wife, which is fucked up to begin with. Then he ends up video recording it. And it was that radio guy, Bubba the Love Sponge, who, can we just also agree, is a giant piece of shit as well? Not to say that, you know, it's not Hulk's fault. I mean, the point of saying that Bubba guy is a giant, humongous piece of shit is just because he is. But it turns out that it seems like Hogan is also a giant piece of shit. And it's tough to say because, really, Terry Bollea is the racist guy, right? I mean, Hulk Hogan is the say your prayers, do eat your vitamins, and train. And Terry Bollea is the guy who took steroids to get there, right? I think I'm not speaking out of term, am I? It's a weird thing where you're like, you say Hulk Hogan's the character, Terry is the real guy. But it's a weird thing in wrestling because, you know, he doesn't go around ever as, hi, I'm Terry. You may know me as Hulk Hogan. He is, quote unquote, Hulk Hogan 24 hours a day. So while I can still watch him, you know, body slam Andre, I can still watch him take on The Rock at WrestleMania. It tarnishes him. And I know Brandon talked about him possibly coming back. And, you know, there may be a time for that. But for what reason, really? The guy's already in his 60s. You know, they've already kind of run out of things for him to do. I mean, the whole Tough Enough thing was, you know, a train wreck to begin with. I mean, he was fine on there. He wasn't terrible. But it wasn't like you tune in for him. He wasn't like when you watched Austin hosting or being the judge or whatever. I mean, you know, the whole show's a train wreck to begin with, but I love it. But really, you know, Hogan, they can get on without him. This isn't the 80s. This isn't the 90s. They can move on without him. And I think they're just counting their blessings that he wasn't in the clique, because they've been pushing this whole new clique thing this weekend, or this week on the network. And, you know, having him be part of that would be bad timing. So I just wanted to say that even though this is 8 years ago, I would seriously doubt that's the first time he talked like that. Nor is it the last time he talked like that. And I know that was at a pretty down period of his life. But really, you know, the whole quote unquote Hulk Hogan world, was tarnished for me with the whole reality show and his kids and his wife and all that stuff. And the fact that the sex tape did happen, you know, that it all happened years ago. And even every time I saw him now, I still looked at him like, oh, that's the guy who, you know, put his kids on TV and screwed up, you know, their lives. And, that's the guy who, you know, had this whole bitter divorce with his wife. And, but hey, here he is. Now he's got a flower boa and he's dancing around. And, you know, I was like, okay, put that behind me. Think about the me being the little kid with the Hulk Rules poster on my wall. And, you know, just enjoy the good times. Or think of the better times. But now with this, you know, he blew it. And when you want to say it was 8 years ago, it was a terrible time in my life, you don't turn around and then say something so stupid like he did when he tweeted about Obama. Okay, Obama used the N-word as, I guess, to get a point across, okay, in a podcast. Was it shocking to hear the president talk like that? Sure. But he wasn't using it in a derogatory term, like you were, Hulk. And now I guess there's also talk of some homophobic stuff out there. I don't know. The point is, you know, a big muscular guy in his 60s coming up from Florida is a racist and a little homophobic. Not terribly shocking. But when it's in, sorry, Florida, I lived there for a little while, so maybe I can get away with saying that. But the fact that it's a guy who was brought up as the quote unquote American hero, it just sucks. It sucks for the wrestling world and it sucks for him, but he brought it upon himself. And really not much else could be said than that. I do want to say that it seemed like his Twitter, Brandon actually pointed this out to me, that he seemed to be just be tweeting, any any picture of him with a black fan that people were saying, "We still love you, we still love you," and he would be retweeting it. And it turns out a lot of these tweets, you know, not with pictures, not with him, you know, there was like a picture of two black guys, and they have their arm around each other, and they're like, "And like, me and my brother, we support you," and he's like, "Thanks, brother." And it turns out those are like two soccer players from England, I think. Just people were starting to just basically not pick on him a little, and he was, you know, just taking any support he could get and thanking people, including Virgil. It's weird because a lot of people say, "Look, he's a good guy. Look, he's not a racist." He may, you know, was it Brandon said, a practicing racist? You know, he obviously has racist feelings. He's shown them. It's just that he would keep them private to himself, except he didn't. And that's what screwed him. So it's a little unfair that this came about the way it came about. But for the guy to talk like that, too fucking bad. Okay? Oh, well. Too bad, so sad, or whatever the saying is. And really, that's... I got nothing else to say about Hogan. And, you know, I think for the longest time, besides, you know, little snide comments here and there, I don't think we'll be talking about him for a while. But I wanted to get some thoughts out there. And so hopefully I'll get this up in a couple days. Of course, if you're hearing this now, it's up. But thank you to Brandon at WrestleBrand and me at WrestleWatcher. I guess I just thanked myself. And thank you guys for listening. I know there's a few of you out there because I've seen the subscription numbers. There are at least more than five of you, I think. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for subscribing. And you can always find us at Fans Not Experts and at WrestleFaniaPod. That's where this episode will be posted. And, you know, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, and don't be racist.
Hulk Hogan, you stupid idiot!